This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, who says if your health's important to you, check out the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Sum up Dean Martin's life. I'm reading this biography of John Wayne, and he was in a couple of movies with John Wayne, and they were friends. And what he didn't tell John Wayne, John Wayne was not only an actor, but he was a producer, director, he had his own production company, etc., etc., etc. And so he was responsible for, if you're a fan of John Wayne's, you know that many of the same faces, like Bob Steele and Yakima Canutt and Garth, what the heck was this guy's, Nevins, I think was his name, a whole bunch of Bruce Cabot, Paul Fix, he'd have the same people. Harry Carey Sr. and Jr. were in all of his movies. For his, like, the whole career, you could see these same guys acting in all the movies. And so I was reading the story about how Dean Martin got a couple of jobs, and he didn't tell John Wayne what he really thought. He was such a fan of John Wayne's, loved him, loved his movies, loved everything about him. He said, "I would have done pictures with him for nothing, just to be in the pictures with him," which I thought was kind of cute.
That's
I think
awesome.
He's in, whether it's El Paso or Rio Lobo, one of the things he plays a drunken marshal. And then they sort of repeated the same story in Robert Mitchum. The second one played a drunken marshal. It's just the old John Wayne movies are kind of fun. So there he was, Dean Martin, with one of our April songs as we get into April. April love, April rain, April. What does April stand for with you when you think about it? What impact does April have on you, Jay? It's a good day program, by the way. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. What
it
impact
is,
does...
It stands between me and my birthday. That's what it does.
Ah, when's your birthday?
I'm trying to get May, into right? May. Yeah, in May.
May.
I'm a May
May,
tourist.
What day in May?
But I do like April. Yeah, I do like
is,
April.
Yeah.
May 10th.
Right, this...
May so every 10th. So often right, it falls on Mother's Day. Day.
Yeah, Mother's
okay.
Happy Mother's
I'll text
Day.
You. I'll text you.
Oh, okay.
I'll say, hey, good morning. Today's
make
my birthday.
Today's sure. My birthday. Hooray!
Uh-huh, yep.
Historical facts about Jay. All right, so how many people that care? By the way, that would be a good question. What's your favorite April song, and what does it mean? Maybe more. I don't care about favorite songs, actually. But what does April mean to you? What is the impact of April on you? Does it make you happy? More people happy than sad?
Well, yeah, because especially those who hate winter.
Yeah.
It's spring. Even though spring officially starts in March, April is like, okay,
yeah,
you are in spring, flowers are blooming,
right.
And they are pretty if you're not allergic to them. But I think that a lot of people, it's like things, like you, Doug, things are warming up, and now one more stop until summer.
Farm time. It's great. If we can stop the rain, we got 3 days of rain coming this week. You know, I was talking to your father yesterday, and he said it was raining there yesterday. Well, that rain's moving into the northeast today. We had a lot of rain here. I wasn't around last week, but I know things got muddy, and they dry out pretty quickly. But still, it's let's dry it out so we can get some seeds in the ground and watch things grow. There's nothing that children are more curious about than watching things grow. There's a sense I'm watching my second grandson, who's will be three in November, is getting very curious. He's very adventurous, and he's learning, like, instead of walking around the backyard at his house, he runs around. And when we were out last Saturday, he hit a little crack in the cement and went down and scraped his elbow and his arm, and He looked at me, he looked at his father, and not until he realized we were both looking at him and we were concerned about him did he start crying. he looked around, what just happened to me? And then realized, oh, it hurts. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what I'm saying...
That initial shock, yeah.
Yeah, very serious stuff for a youngster. But there are lots of things that happen in April that are just great things. You allow yourself to enjoy the month and life in general because it's like a rebirth. And that's my philosophical overview for this hour of the Good Day program. Although there may be some philosophy in my overview of the Florida State Supreme Court upholding the 15-week abortion ban. So now there's going to be a 6-week ban, I guess, right? This is part of the controversy. This is real controversy upholding the state's 15-week abortion ban, which has been challenged by any number of groups in court, I think. The mm-hmm. state Supreme Court heard arguments last fall, took the case request. This is the people who want to weigh in on whether the ban can be temporarily blocked. But
yeah, there will be a huge vote on this come November.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this 6-week trigger ban, which was signed into law by DeSantis, goes into effect next month, will prohibit the procedure before most women know that they're even pregnant.
Mm-hmm. This makes sense when you think about people who are staunchly against abortion. They are against abortion at no matter how many.
What?
There are some people who are against abortion after a certain amount of weeks, but people who are like, no, abortion is murder, abortion is bad. Anybody who feels that way, they feel that way right when conception hits. So it makes sense for them to want the 6-week abortion ban because that is... Technically, when you are 6 weeks pregnant, most women don't know until between 5 and 6 weeks pregnant, but when you are 6 weeks pregnant, you're actually only like 3 weeks pregnant because the way that it's calculated is from the first day of a woman's cycle. So you are 2 weeks pregnant before you're actually even pregnant.
Mm. So that's something I didn't know, or if I did know it, I didn't think about it. Well, it's controversy on top of controversy on top of controversy. It's one of those things... You know, abortion, birth control, kind of like capital punishment. It's, you know, one of the, you never get an agreement on it. It's like what's going on in the Middle East. You'll never have these sides. I wish we could. Mm-hmm. I wish we could. That would be my wish and hope that we bring ourselves to a peaceful settlement of all of these issues. But human beings and personalities being what they are, it's, you know, not likely. Here's another case. The Trump hush money case, Trump keeps yammering on, talking about the family of the judge and this kind of stuff. He's just asking for it. I don't know why he doesn't. I do know why, because he's got this problem, and he can't shut the hell up. And he feels like he has to attack everybody, and so the gag order is extended, and he hasn't obeyed it. You know, if the judge wants him to obey it, or if he wants him not to do what he does, then you put him in jail. He's contempt of court, so put him in jail if you don't want him to talk about it. That's the only way you're going to shut him up. He's not going to shut up unless you act. Threatening him is not going to do any good. Put him in jail. It isn't. What, you know, he's not capable of not spouting off. He just
isn't. And this isn't just a Trump thing. This is like a lot of people are this way. If you tell them to do something, they will not do it. If you tell them not to do something, even if they already were planning to not do that thing, but you tell them not to do that thing, they're now going to do that thing.
Yeah.
For the pure fact that you told them not to.
All right. In Tennessee, the Elvis Act has been put into place. Do you know what the Elvis Act is? When you were living in Tennessee, they were working on it.
But it makes sense because Graceland is in Memphis, so the fact that there's some kind of something called Elvis Act, but exactly what is it?
Well, it was started before AI really became a thing, but this is the first state in the country that actually has enacted legislation, and the reason they call it the Elvis Act, this is AI misuse. So what they're trying to do is ensure the likeness and the voice and the image of stars like Elvis not be used in some way to make money that doesn't involve permission from the people who own the image. That is Priscilla and the daughter. Right. So Governor Bill Lee has praised this event, underscoring the state's dedication to preserve its musical history, rich as it is. And who better to symbolize this than the Elvis person, right? I mean, under the circumstances, who's better known from Tennessee than Elvis?
Well, yeah. I mean, Memphis is iconic with Graceland. But also, who is more impersonated than Elvis?
Right. That's true. Go to Las Vegas. Every street corner, there's an Elvis. One way or the other, you'll find them everywhere there. United Airlines, asking pilots to take time off next month because they can't get the new Boeing planes that they were promised for the summertime. So there's a delay because they're trying to figure out what the, you know, what to do. The production has slowed down of 737s for obvious reasons. So here's the first place where I've seen an airline say, well, we can't do as much as we thought we were going to be able to do because we don't have enough planes. And so there's a lesson here. You know, what they don't tell you, the behind the scenes, and this comes from a guy who's a plane geek, so I know what they've done. They've retired a bunch of older planes that they didn't really have to, but they were the new planes, whether it's Boeing, Airbus, whoever makes them, the engines are much better, so they don't use as much fuel. The older planes use more fuel. That's why in many circumstances, like American, and I'm getting into the weeds here, but I'll tell you a story. American had over 100 757s and 60-some-odd 767s when they went into COVID. They grounded them all. They didn't use them during COVID because they used more fuel. So they sold all the 757s to Delta. Delta took them to their shop, if you want to call it that. They put new energy-saving engines on them. They redid the inside of the plane so they look new, and they get another 15 years out of them. And they're just as good. I think they're much more comfortable planes, frankly, than the A321s that I go back and forth across the country in every week or so. But very interesting. They've asked the pilots to take time off because they don't have enough planes. Huh. They're looking for 191 new planes this year, and they only need to get 88. So that'll be interesting. All right, that's that story. Hello, 18 after on Good Day.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sneeze for the season, if you will. 23 after the hour, good day program. Time for a social media focus. This is a unique part of the program in which we take not only the elements that are socially being spread around with focus on trending, usually celebrities, but also taking apart some of the things that are that sort of go hand in hand with things that are connected to social media. Like this guy, Alex Murdaugh. Remember him? He was sentenced to, 40 years in prison because of financial crimes that he committed using
to life sentences for murdering his wife and one of his children.
Right, now he gets another 40 years because of these crimes. This is quite a stand-up guy, this Mr. Murdaugh, right? Murdaugh was in Lethal Weapon.
He's too old for this stuff.
Yes, right, exactly. Yep. Anyway, so this guy for 10, 12 years conducted all kinds of fraud schemes. This is just a really bad guy. Money intended for some of his firm's clients went into his own bank account. And he's admitted to all this stuff. So,
mm-hmm. Well, what does he have? Well, I mean, he's already going to spend the rest of his life in prison. But what does this do to help the victims with having this this conviction? Is it like insurance will then give them their money back? Do they get their money back in some way, shape, or form? Or is this just more time added on to an already entirely lengthy prison sentence?
Yeah. It's with him. He's a mental. What state is this in? They don't have this. They don't have the death penalty. Wherever this is an example of a guy who should have.
I think it's South Carolina, isn't it?
Is it South Carolina? Yeah. Yeah, it was in one of the Carolinas. Yeah, this guy should just have been put away, put out, put down. Just a bad guy. All right. The story of Louis Gossett Jr. This is a trending celebrity name because he died over the weekend at the age of 87. First black man to win a supporting actor Oscar. The story, however, goes far deeper. He walked with Nelson Mandela and was there the day I actually saw him because I was lucky enough to be invited to the Nelson Mandela inauguration. This is not about me. Well, it is kind of, but I was the first American to talk to him on the radio after he was inaugurated. But what I remember was seeing Louis Gossett walking with him, and some other Americans were there too, but it wasn't the showboat guys. It was Gossett and some other, I think, I remember him first from being in Roots, but then he was in a lot of other things. Perhaps the best known, he was in An Officer and a Gentleman with Richard Gere. He referred to him, there's a line in there, somebody who was in the line when he was in charge of the recruits, and somebody's name was Mayo, and he then referred to him as Mayonnaise. Why do I remember that? God knows. But he was a very, he seemed like a gentle guy, and that's what the rap is on him. One of the things that he got involved in, he was arrested once. He lived in Beverly Hills, and he was driving, I think his car broke down. Something happened, and he was near the police station, he was walking around, and he was arrested because you're not supposed to walk around Beverly Hills after 9 o'clock at night. But it seemed that he was arrested because he was a black guy walking around Beverly Hills. He was chained to a tree and handcuffed for 3 hours. Now, you see this, talk about coming face-to-face with racism, pretty ugly. And he kept his cool. Anyway, he drove away in his Rolls Royce Corniche after that. God.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. is investigating after an Iranian military commander was targeted in an Israeli airstrike. USA's John Schaefer with details.
The Iranian military commander was targeted in that airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria. Former senior director of the National Security Council, Michael Allen, says he expects Iran to respond.
I think they'll want something that's more than symbolic, but short of outright declaration of war with Israel, because neither Hezbollah or Iran want that.
Iran confirms the commander's death, stating he was involved in shipping weapons to Hezbollah in Lebanon. Israeli troops continue to engage Hezbollah along Lebanon's southern border amid the conflict with Hamas.
Meanwhile, the World Central Kitchen confirms at least 5 of its aid workers were killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Monday. The group delivers meals to people in war zones and disaster areas. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure are stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
Gene Wilder, one of the great actors, I think, of our time. Died too young. That's from Willy Wonka. He was
that
married to Roseanne.
So magical, but
yeah.
Sorry, no, that scene is so magical, but when you hear just the song itself without the visual, it's creepy, man.
Yeah, well, a lot of things are like that under the circumstances. I liked him. I started to say he was married to Roseanne Adana, who was on SNL for many years. That wasn't her. That was the character's name that she played. I'm trying now to remember her real name, and I can't. I just remember her as Rosanna Dana. And Wilder was on SNL for a while, too, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's how they met. Anyway, something for us to enjoy as we get started this half hour of the Good Day program. We're 2 weeks, actually less than 2 weeks now, from the Boston Marathon. I do a local television program here on the things that are going on in town. And we have a program running we did a week or so ago with the people that are running from Framingham. You know that in many communities there are groups that get together, Jay, to pledge. If you're going to support a runner, then they ask you to pledge a certain amount of money. And the people from Framingham over the last few years have raised $1 million for various charities, four or five charities that are headquartered in Framingham. I think that's astounding, frankly, when you get right down to it. It does show you how wonderfully warm and open most people are. This is just Framingham's a microcosm of the rest of the state, the rest of the country. And the loyal fans here who have been supporting these people that run, many of them for years and years and years. We had three or four people on the program that have been doing this for 20, 30 years. And then there's the story of the golden retriever named Spencer, who is always has become famous because of his participation. He runs with the runners, holds his sign, Boston Strong, and so people are very affectionate. They call him the Boston Marathon Dog. Well, at least they did. He passed away late last year, and so a lot of people have gotten together. What's going on today is that they're erecting a statue in Spencer's name, in his image. This is in the town of Ashland, which is next to Framingham. You come through, you start in Hopkinton, then you go through Ashland, then you come to Framingham. So the monument was unveiled last weekend as a symbol of unconditional love. And it's all over the local papers here today, pictures of it. Really kind of a cool guy. I remember seeing him once. It's that kind of stuff that people really rally around, isn't it? Think about it. We all rally around dog stories or dogs because the dogs are one way, and that is accepting and forgiving. And we have a lot to learn.
Unconditional.
Exactly. Yep. I can't. And when I come back from a trip, like I was gone for a week and Daisy was here, and as soon as I came in, she turned inside out, and she's not been more than 2 inches away from me since I got back. They just love you, and if you love them back, you love them. That's all. That's all you need. A story here of a fellow named Lou Carter, who was the last survivor of the USS Arizona after the Pearl Harbor attack, has died at the age of 102. Can you imagine what he saw, what he lived through, what this man did when the battleship exploded and sank? He lived in Grass Valley, California. Had a heart failure, but 102, not bad. There were 1,177 sailors on that ship, and he survived. How many times did he tell the story, probably, what it did to the battleship and how these people, the monstrosity of that day is, I think, depicted well in the story of the Arizona. And so many people think, we've grown up and grown beyond it, but the hatred, the mistrust of Japanese people because of that went on for decades. And still some
and
of the
really
old-timers
wasn't even that long
hold
ago.
On to it. No, it wasn't. It was in 1941. So, you're looking at 80 years ago. And it's just 82 years ago. This guy was somebody, he retired from being in the Navy in 1967, was in the Navy for 28 years, born in Wisconsin, family moved to Colorado. He walked 5 miles one way to school every day. How about that? That's the old story, right? You hear from people, I walked in the snow 2 miles to school every day. This guy did it.
Uphill.
Yeah. And he had the thing about Pearl Harbor wasn't his only mishap. In 1943, he and the crew who were in, he was a member of the Black Cats Squadron, dive bombers, and they were shot down near New Guinea, and he had to avoid the sharks. The water was full of sharks. It looks like some of the members of his battalion were eaten by sharks. Don't panic, though. He said, you'll be dead. That's what they told you. If you do have to go down in the water, you know, be cool, calm, and collected. Anyway, a lot of great stories about this guy. But someone who needs to be acknowledged for sure, I think. Lou Conter, passing away. All right, see if you can get into this and explain. I'm going to come to you, Jay, because this is another Tennessee story. Not that you're the expert on all things Tennessean. We're talking about the Elvis rule that was passed about, you know, people stealing others' identity using it in AI. This is the story of a burning trailer full of Bibles on Easter Sunday that was left outside of an evangelical church on Easter morning. The police were... this appears to be a deliberate act. It wasn't something that was an accident. The trailer was set fire at this church, the Global Vision Bible Church. Where is Mount Juliet in relation to Nashville?
Mount Juliet is in the Nashville metro area. It's Wilson mm-hmm. County, so it's a county over from Davidson County where Nashville is. But it's one of the suburbs, if you will, of Nashville. Mm.
So this trailer had been dropped off in the middle of the street and then intentionally set on fire. I haven't seen any other... I'm trying to figure this out.
Well, this was definitely deliberate. It's an act that happened on Easter in front of a church.
Yeah. So who's responsible? Who would do something like this? You see a picture, it's all over, you know, all over social media. An open trailer full of Bibles. So this guy, when he addressed his congregation, said the culprit would be getting into a good deal of trouble. He hadn't, you know, there is footage apparently so they can identify this guy who did this. But you got to wonder why. What goes through somebody's mind? I thought when I first saw this, it was connected to to Trump's... Trump selling Bibles, you know, who knows, in this day and age, whether somebody, okay, these are old Bibles, let's burn them, and let's go buy some new Bibles from Donald Trump, which is one of the weirdest, isn't it, the concoction of that story, whatever the right word is, whether the stories that have been concocted around it, why was Trump selling Bibles? What was that shtick about? I saw that he was, and I looked at it, it's just one more Trump story that I kind of ignored.
He's got to get that money. He owes money.
He's got the bond.
No, that's
the bond is now secure. He's got the bond.
Yeah.
Right? He's all set now. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, it's definitely a more attainable.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway. All right. The TSA is changing some of the rules. The Transportation Security Administration at the airports. So one of the things is the people, I've traveled with people, I have PreCheck. I don't know, Jay, if you have PreCheck or not. But if you're traveling with somebody and you have PreCheck and they don't, should you, I think the TSA allows, I thought they did. I brought my children through when I went to get them last year or the year before, whenever it was. I went to get Megan and Miles and bring them back to the East Coast. I have TSA. They didn't, but I brought them through with me, and they came through. But I understand why you're not supposed to bring them through, because there are different rules. You go through this whole scrutiny of TSA pre-check stuff.
Well,
it expedites the screening for sure.
Yeah, and what's the other one? Clear, where you pay.
Yes.
You have a fee, like you're paying for it and stuff. So if anybody who's not paying for it, who isn't a member of that, if you will, I understand all of that stuff. But I feel like if you are traveling and your traveling companion, you have the pre-check and your companion doesn't and they're not allowed to go through with you, I feel like you're allowed to go through without them and wait for them on the other side. But at the same time, that should be a discussion that is had prior to arriving at the airport. Like, understand where both of you stand. Don't just show up and be like, okay, see ya.
Yeah. And then who knows when you're going to catch up again, unless you got a phone, you're texting back and forth. Anyway, pre-check is something that's cool. They're making it a little easier even now. They're changing some of the rules, but they still do stupid stuff. I think I told you the story a week or two ago. I had a lot of extra toothpaste in California. So I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to use it out here. I'll bring it home to Massachusetts. So I put it in my bag, and when I got to the airport, there were three tubes. One of them was 1 ounce less than the other two. That the agent let me keep. The other two he threw away because it didn't fit in the guidelines. Mm-hmm. So I thought to myself, and I said to him, I was really very, as you can imagine, I was pretty forthright with the guy. And I said, mm-hmm. This is BS. And I didn't say BS. And he looked at me and said, those are the rules, man. I said, for an ounce, what sense does that make? He says, to me, it doesn't make any difference whether it makes sense or not. The rule is that if it's whatever it is, 18 ounces, you can't carry it. And if it's under that, then you can. So it's that kind of stuff. I knew that this came after the guy. Remember how many years ago was it? The guy had a tube of toothpaste or he put something under his shoe.
Oh, I feel like so many people have, done different things. Yeah. The shoe one. That's the one why we have to take our shoes off anymore.
Yeah.
I know a lot of times if they have the dogs that you walk past, you don't have to take your shoes off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, the rules are rules, and if they break them, even if they don't care, they'll still get in trouble. You do it for one person, you have to do it for another person.
I'm one of those people who questions authority, and maybe that's what gets me into trouble when I get into trouble. All right, 48 after on Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super Shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here we are at 53 after the hour. It's Good Day Health Time. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a NUCA board certified chiropractor. And I will tell you, we can talk. I give up my NUCA rights whenever I've had treatments from Jack or Ken so that they can talk about what happened and maybe help you out with your experience. Jack, whose website for NUCA chiropractic is jackstockwell.com. He talks often, you know, with people on his local radio program there in Salt Lake City and on our Good Day Health program about the care that you can get. And I always look at some of the things. I look at some of the reviews as they come in, but I don't need to. I know how it impacts me when you are working on me. I have back problems. I have numbness in my arms, fingers, and I've had sciatica over the years. And so I don't seek out what some people call standard medicine. I seek out Jack. So if there's ever a reason for you to need input from somebody who really knows about your shoulder, your back, your neck, Jack always is, he took some radiological pictures of me, otherwise known as an X-ray. And you were talking about how my head sits on my neck. And what you did, you thought that this was the best. I've been coming to you for, what, 17 years or something? And you thought this was the best correction you've ever made.
Yes.
And, you know, that's because my head looks straight now.
Well, your whole body is straight. Your whole body is standing straight.
Yep. Well, that's because of you. Take pride in that. Anyway, so explaining NUCA chiropractic sometimes to people, even chiropractors that I run across from time to time don't even know what NUCA is. It's a very specialized field, requires a lot of education and a lot of intelligence, and that pretty much describes what Jack Stockwell is all about. Now, from that conversation to a new high blood pressure medicine called TRYVIO, T-R-Y-V-I-O. So I know that you don't stand for these things. I know that Ken will be all over it and think it's wonderful. It's a once-a-day oral medication. If you've got high blood pressure, it's supposed to control it. Now, what do we do? Hypertension, high blood pressure, what sort of
natural things do you have, what Standard Process does or what others may have that will keep you from having to use the drug?
Well, these things usually result, as most problems with the heart, results from malnutrition, from the heart just not getting the micronutrition it needs for it to function correctly. So, you know, these are hypertension as well as diabetes and cancer and arthritis. These are diseases of our modern foods. Over 100 years ago, these things just simply were very rare to ever even find them. Right. But because of the fact that we just constantly are eating the overly processed foods, the heart isn't getting the vital nutrition it needs to function correctly. And so when it becomes weak, blood pressure, it has to work harder. And so the blood pressure goes up to make sure the brain is getting the amount of blood and oxygen that is required for it to function correctly. So there's always some new high blood pressure drug that's coming along. This is what's known as an endothelin receptor antagonist. And it lowers blood pressure, usually in combination with other kinds of medications, usually for stubborn hypertension or type 2 hypertension. But it does have a black box warning, and it can cause major birth defects if it's ever used by pregnant patients. Right. I like the way that how woke stuff is getting into the FDA warnings. I don't want to go into that. That's beside the point. However, yeah, it's a new one and it'll be out for a little bit. And a lot of people are using different kinds of calcium channel blockers, and then there's the types that work with adrenal hormones, and then there's a type that the beta. Adrenergic type of blockers until you find the one that's going to bring your blood pressure down. And the problem is there are a lot of people with high blood pressure that are on one or two different types of high blood pressure medications because one is not enough by itself, so they use them in conjunction, which is this new one, this Triveo, is designed to work in conjunction with other types of high blood pressure medications to try to get that blood pressure down. And there's no issue about it. High blood pressure is a very serious issue. It's just that as every decade goes by, the numbers get lower and lower and lower as to what is considered to be high blood pressure.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's right. I mean, we could do a whole show on high blood pressure from a natural point of view.
Well, there's an idea for you to do in your next program when you're by yourself looking for something to talk about, inspired by the Duggar. There it is.
There you go.
Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health at 59 pounds.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.